7 minutes, just to let you know that time frame for our discussion. Thank you.
And we're recording.
There is a new 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, and we're into week two of a ceasefire with Iran. And new today, Iran announces the Strait of Hormuz is open. The temporary detente in the war with Iran comes in the midst of a buildup of U.S. forces having steamed into the region. Last week, we interviewed Democratic U.S. 2nd District Representative Mark Pocan, who called the U.S.-Israel war with Iran chaos piled on top of chaos. Tonight, we turn to Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And Senator, thanks very much for being here.
Well, Frederica, thanks for having me on.
So it seems to be welcome news that Iran has declared the Strait of Hormuz open. But what about Representative Pocan's comment that this war is chaos on top of chaos? Are you satisfied with the war planning that went into this and the move since?
You know, last weekend I was on one of the Sunday morning shows, and the host started the interview by saying that I was supportive of the war in Iran. And I pushed back immediately by saying, no, I am absolutely opposed to the war the Iranian Ayatollahs declared on America 47 years ago. The fact that they have hundreds, probably thousands of Americans' blood on their hands, and obviously tens of thousands of their own citizens' blood on their hands. So what I'm supportive of is ending that war once and for all, ending the threat, ending the menace, ending any possibility that they could obtain a nuclear weapon, which could be existential to America. So yeah, is war messy? Is it chaotic? Sure. You know, I don't like war, but we had to act before we weren't able to act, before they became a nuclear power, before they had so many missiles and so many drones, that taking this action would have devastated the region. It's been destructive enough. But again, I support President Trump's very difficult decision. This is good news. I think we have dramatically degraded Iran's capability to be a state sponsor of terror, to develop a nuclear weapon, to hold the Strait of Hormuz hostage. And I think this latest blockade is certainly showing its, or proving its worth in bringing Iran finally to the negotiating table and forcing them into what should be as close to, unilateral disarmament and unconditional surrender as possible.
And so you think it's a diplomatic course at this point, not a bombing course to, quote, finish the job, as you've said you want to do?
Yeah, when President Trump met with the families of the fallen at Dover, the dignified return, he reported in his speech that the families, almost to a person, said, okay, we've sacrificed, now finish the job. And I think it'd be, not good if we left a regime in place, continue to be dedicated to enrich uranium, not give up those uranium stockpiles, continue to build up their missile and drone stockpiles to continue to threaten the region and threaten world peace. So I want to finish the job. We have obviously decimated their leadership. We've decimated their missiles, their drones, their nuclear program, but we haven't finished the job, but we need to do that.
You took exception last week to the president threatening to wipe out an entire civilization in Iran. It was a newsworthy rebuke from a high-ranking Republican. What did you think when you saw that threat?
I guess I wouldn't call it a rebuke. I was asked a question, and I gave an honest answer. We're not at war with Iranian people. And in fact, we are trying to do everything we can to support them. We want to liberate the Iranian people, not impoverish them. So again, President Trump has a certain negotiating style. I mean, I, for one, am hoping and praying it works. I mean, Frederica, just think of how, if all these things are successful, it looks like Venezuela is on the road to success. If we can tame Iran, if we can remove that regime and get more responsible leadership in there who are going to be more interested in governing Iran for the benefit of its people, as opposed to their ideology, being a state sponsor of terror. I mean, just understand how positively that could reset global politics or the geopolitical situation throughout the world. If Cuba could reclaim if Cubans could reclaim their liberty, their freedom. I mean, these are, you know, Iran should be incredibly successful and prosperous nation, as should Venezuela, as should Cuba. And it's only through American leadership that those things can happen.
As to not being at war with the Iranian people, an Iranian UW student that is now there says it very much feels to her like the U.S. is at war with the people. How do you respond to that?
That's one person's opinion. Again, we're not doing polls. I mean, they've obviously canceled the internet, so we don't know exactly what's happening inside Iran. I think one of the reasons the Iranian regime is so brutal to its people, I mean, they executed 30 to 40,000 of their own citizens in a couple of days. Okay, my guess is a large majority of Iranians would like to see the Ayatollahs gone on the dustbin of history. The sooner the better. Again, there are certainly people within Iran who support the mullahs and the Ayatollahs. But I just have to believe when you take a look at the long history of Iran, the Persian people and stuff, I mean, this has been a prosperous land. The Ayatollahs have just devastated what could be an incredibly prosperous and freedom-loving type of country.
How, in your mind, can ordinary Iranian citizens like that UW student of whom we spoke rise up and take over the regime?
Well, it's very difficult. I pointed this out in the past. You know, for those who just want to keep pushing nationwide gun control and those who want to disarm America, this is what it looks like when a population is disarmed, when the only people that have bullets and rifles and weapons are a brutal regime. It leads to tyranny. And we had some pretty interesting testimony in the Senate this past week. Congressman Thomas Massie went through the list of regime after regime after regime, brutal dictatorial regimes leading to the deaths of millions of their citizens. Their first action was always disarming the population. So it's difficult. I think we've certainly weakened the regime. It's as weak as it's ever been in its 47 years. We may have to do some assistance. We may have to provide some, I'll call it assistance, to the Iranian people so they can finally over top of that regime.
Senator Ron Johnson, we leave it there. Thanks very much for joining us again.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Senator. I had so many more questions, but no more time, so.
Okay. Well, next time.
Thank you, sir. Hey, I wanted to ask you this, though. Just before we went on, and we're not recording, but before we went on, you wanted to make sure about when this was airing. Because of this weekend, what is there anything in particular?
No, I mean, you just don't know. I mean, yeah. If it's airing Sunday,
yeah,